I have been in a season of singleness for about four years. I was in a situationship with someone for about 2 years, but apparently that's not considered a relationship. So I have been single for 4 years. So in Corinthians 7:7-9, singleness is a gift. I wish that all were as I myself am, but each has his own gift from God, one of one kind and one of another. To the unmarried and to the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. So usually, if someone is deemed single, especially in my age, y'all know I'm in my 30s, and I'm sorry for the noise outside, they're doing some stuff, but I'm in my 30s and late 30s, and people, when I say I'm single with no kids, people make it seem, I either get two reactions. One, either they're like really sad, they ask me what's wrong with me, and they make me feel like I've done something wrong to warrant being single. Or two, I get like, yes, live it to your fullest. This is the time to know yourself and to value yourself and get all your businesses started and all this great stuff going on for you. And I'm just like, y'all. Alright, so I wrote down, I have a notes, because I was thinking about this, and I wrote down six factors as to why singleness is not a death sentence. Marriage is not does not have to be the ultimate goal for everybody else. For everybody, I mean, I want to get married, but just because somebody is single does not mean that their life is over or they're just selfish or whatever the stuff is out there. So number one, singleness is hard. Okay? Singleness is hard. Uncertainty and singleness is just hard, right? Especially when all your other friends and family are in like dope relationships, and then you go on Instagram and you see all these people in relationships and you're just like, well, I want to do the challenge with, I just right? And but for me, I've come to terms that singleness has strengthened my faith and my source of identity, because when I'm in a relationship, I give a lot. And a lot of times, things that are important in my life kind of fall to the wayside. And I put all my eggs in one basket, sort of, in a sense, if that makes any sense. And I thank God in the beginning. And then I don't pray over my relationship or anything, or just nothing. You know what I mean? I kind of just live day by day with this person in hopes that we have a long commitment, and my identity kind of gets wrapped into them, which is not a good thing. So being single for the length of time that I've been single kind of forces me to explore who Shay is and kind of understand who I am and what I like and what I don't like. And also have me a little bit more content with my relationship with myself and strengthen my relationship with God. Because lets me understand what's more important and what I should focus on. So number two is, singleness is a time for exploration and pursuit of your passions. Like I said before, when I'm in a relationship, I tend to like just go into it. And so if the person doesn't travel, if they don't like trying new things and all that stuff, I kind of, you ever saw that movie with Julia Roberts, The Runaway Bride, where the guy asked her what kind of eggs she likes? And it was all dependent on the guy that she was with. So if he liked hard-boiled eggs, she liked hard, that was her favorite egg. If he liked scrambled, that was her favorite. So it kind of, you gotta be honest with yourself. And I was like that. M was like that. If he didn't like doing certain things, I wouldn't, even though I enjoyed doing it, all of a sudden, I didn't speak up. So in this season, it allows me to travel more, which I love doing. It allows me to explore what I want to do with my life, which is being a business owner, influencer, spreading and sharing self-love and all that stuff. And my passions and everything, I kind of can hone into it so that when I do get into a relationship, these things do not fall to the wayside because I know what I want and what's important. And I already got a routine for myself. So you're just going to be an added on, not completing the circle in a sense. Number three is singleness provides more room for connection beyond one. This allows me to invest more in my family, which is more, my family is super important to me, and invest more into my friendships and the ones that need that time. When we're in relationships, we don't try to neglect the people that are in our lives, but we get so wrapped up in it that we sometimes we let the people that are important to us kind of like become second place. And that's not a good thing. I know for me, I like, let's keep it a buck. Like, I do that. So the key is to not do that. And in this season, right? I keep saying season, but because it's not going to last, because everybody is meant to be with somebody, but we'll go down that path. But in this season, I'm investing and being more intentional in my relationships as far as friends and family goes, and honing and making those relationships stronger so that when I am in a relationship again, that wouldn't be a problem or an obstacle that I need to face. Number four is singleness can allow you to experience the true definition of intimacy. So intimacy is more than romance. So when I said intimacy, I know a lot of y'all was just like, oh, so y'all, you gonna do Issa Rae and have your whole face, sis? Like, you gonna go out there and break your back? Like, that ain't what I meant. So intimacy is more than romance. What I was saying before, we are designed to be in relationships. We're not all meant to be married. And we're not meant to be alone. We are designed to be in relationships. So whatever relationships that may be, form the intimacy with that. And it's just like finding your people, prioritizing around them, being vulnerable, learn how to be vulnerable around them and for yourself. It's more than just sex. So this is what I'm saying. When you're single, you are able to focus more on the relationships that do matter. And that allows you to form more better bonds and communication and all that stuff. So singleness prepares you, if you do it right, prepares you for a relationship, right? It's not the worst thing ever. I mean, yes, I'm sure it can get lonely, sis. Singleness, number five, is singleness can develop an unconditional confidence, okay? So being more intentional with your success, joyful experiences, daily affirmations when single can help you be more confident and resilient. Strengthen your love for self. Yo, I'm dope when I be writing. Like, when I be writing my thoughts and then I be reading it back, I be like, girl, write a book now. But singleness for sure can chip away at your confidence. And it's because you didn't take that time to understand yourself and value yourself you put that in other people. So when you become single, is like a knife at your heart. You feel what I'm saying? So it can take a while to adjust and be fine with this notion, but you have to start loving yourself and taking yourself out on dates and doing things for yourself that makes you happy. I'm not going nowhere, but fixing myself up, putting on some makeup, fixing my hair, taking a shower, you know what I'm saying? It makes me feel good about myself. I'm not doing it because I'm with somebody and I want them to be like, oh, girl, you look cute, girl. I know. I'm doing it for me. The confidence is within me. You know what I'm saying? Don't look for it in other people. Focus on yourself. Focus on your business if you have one. Focus on your work if you're trying to get a raise or a promotion. Focus on all these things. Focus on, like, if you're trying to get healthier, or cooking more, or learning a new trade, something. Focus on that stuff, and it will help build your confidence. So when you walk into a relationship, you own it. You know yourself. This person doesn't bring that to you. Come on, sis. And number six is singleness can be a fulfilling lifestyle. Single years have no less potential than married years. I'm gonna say it again. Single years have no less potential than married years. Don't wait for someone to live. I was just saying this. Don't wait to be in a relationship. And I've made this. Yo, I'm writing all this stuff because I went through it. You understand what I'm saying? I waited for somebody before I explored life, or I did go to my favorite restaurant, and I waited for a man to, oh, this is going to fulfill me. I would love to be in a relationship. I would love to be married. I feel like God has a person out there for me to get married to, start my family with, and all this stuff. The timetable is in his hand. So until he thinks I'm ready for it or my partner is ready for it, I'm going to live my life. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to be out here dipping and diving in dudes. That don't mean that. It means that I'm going to live my life to its fullest, because in a blink of an eye, Shay could be gone. And I'm sitting here stressing about some dude and not being with a guy and crying over relationships I see on Instagram. That's crazy. We ain't doing that no more. We ain't doing that no more. Singleness is a lifestyle to embrace, not a lifestyle to run away from. Singleness allows you to cultivate who you are when you get into a relationship, so you know what you can stand for, what your boundaries are. Okay, we talked about expectations before in the last episode. You understand what I'm saying? So don't make people you feel like being single and having no kid at any age is the worst thing ever, or it will never happen for you. Don't do that. Tune those voices out. Focus on the prize, which is you. So a couple of lies that I've heard is that singleness means you're alone. It doesn't. Your values are in a role. You put your values in a relationship. You put your values in being with somebody else. Don't do that. Marriage equals guaranteed. Child, no. Guaranteed of what? Because you've seen a lot of relationships out here, it just fail. Because people don't set specific boundaries or specific intentions or to learn themselves. And they go into a relationship and go into a marriage because they feel like, well, this is the next step to do, so let's just do it. Like I said before, no one's meant to be alone. Everybody's meant to be in a relationship. Not necessarily a marriage, but a relationship. But learn who you are and cultivate yourself first before you get into one. And then the last lie is marriage equals happiness. I feel like that one, you know, is a bold-faced lie.
Peace and blessings. Welcome back to Just Living, a podcast that speaks on the voices of women of color near and far, who is driven to get any and everything she wants out of life. Life stories, tips, how to properly lay those edges, and honest talks from your host, your girl, Essence of Shea. This podcast was created to break through any barriers stopping you from being at your best, transforming your life, and setting your own boundaries. Let's get started with Just Living.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Just Living and Singleness. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you learned some stuff if you're in your single season, and to embrace it and not run from it. And also, don't get stuck in singleness for too long and be too comfortable to get into a relationship. If you guys enjoyed this If you guys enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And I will talk to you guys next week. See you later, Toy Galele's. Toodles.